All right. We have now been joined by tonight's NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner and regular series champion, Connor Zilich, driver of the number 88 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. Connor, can you kind of run us through your night?
It was a great night. In stage two, I didn't really think I had what I needed, and Justin sped on pit road. My pit crew did a really good job getting me the lead, and then, you know, just kind of executed from there on the restarts at the end, and we made some adjustments that got us to a place where our car was really competitive. So, yeah, just kudos to my entire 88 team. It was a hard-fought race, but, we did a good job at the end there, just keeping ourselves in it. Sorry.
All right, we're going to go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will work on getting a wireless mic to you. We will start in the front with Tim. Let's go to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Junior Motorsports now has won more Xfinity races in the season than they ever have, and I'm curious how much being on kind of loan to them for just a year, like how much do you feel as being a part of that organization, and how much, if anything, does it add to the accomplishment of the season to be part of that?
Yeah, it's you know, being a Trackhouse signed driver, but racing for JRM. Every time I walk in the JRM building, I'm not a Trackhouse driver. I'm a JRM driver, and they've made me feel at home and given me a place to grow and succeed in the series. And I'll be forever grateful for that. And I don't really treat it as a short-term home. I want to race for JRM in the future and races. I've really just fallen in love with all the people there and the organization. Dale, Kelly, LW, Hendrick Engine Shop does a great job, giving us a ton of horsepower and there's so much to it that I enjoy being a part of. And I don't see it as a place where, I'm just going to be there and going to leave and then never talk to them again. I really do enjoy racing with them, and they've truly made me feel like family in this short amount of time.
Go ahead, Tim.
Tim Moore, Motorsports Today. Congrats on the win, Connor. First off, I got to ask, who came up with the idea for you to slide down the windshield there?
I kind of just thought of that while I was up there, and I actually ripped my fire suit. So, I guess I just can't celebrate. I should just get out of the car and sit on the ground, because everything I do just seems to go to hell. So, I got to figure out what to do, but I just was sitting up there, and it looked like an easy way down, and I didn't think I would get hurt doing that. So, it was my idea, but poorly executed.
So it's safe to say then we're not going to see that again in the future.
I like doing it, honestly. I did it better in Victory Lane, so maybe I'll have to try it again and see if I can just do it a little bit better and not cut my suit wide open.
And obviously, you continue to rack up the accolades. You're the third driver now to win four straight races. You're four away from potentially tying Kyle Busch's record. Do you start maybe thinking about trying to chase 13? And did you think at the start of the year you'd even have a possibility? And I think you said earlier in the week you thought you were going to only win four races. You end up beyond doubling that.
Yeah, I'm not chasing records, but I show up to the track every week and want to win. So, yeah, I hope I get to 13, but it's not like my season's going to be a disaster if I don't get there. So, I don't really look at those things. It's cool to get those records and accolades, but, at the end of the day, I just show up and I'm just a race car driver who wants to race and win. And, that's my biggest focus and winning for my team and my sponsors. And, I try not to get too deep into all the numbers and records and all that. It's cool to do that stuff, but, I'm here for myself, and that's kind of the biggest thing for me.
We'll go to Blake.
Blake Smith, WVJS Radio. Connor, congratulations on the win. It's through that last stretch of restarts there, caution after caution, and to try to psych you out there knowing it was going to be the same restart every time and try to hold off that win.
Yeah, it's tough because here the outside's a little more dominant, but, when you give someone the inside, they have the opportunity to just kind of run you up the track and take advantage of you. So, I wanted to take the inside, but I my heart kind of just told me to take the outside and carry the momentum off of two, and it ended up working out for me. But, those late race restarts are always stressful, and, you never know what the guys around you are going to do or how desperate they're going to be, especially when, the third place guy is trying to lock into the playoffs. And, there's just a lot on the line at all times. And those guys are racing for a lot, and I'm racing for my spot in the regular season championship. And, it's just stressful. So, you can only control what you can control, and that was kind of my mindset going into them.
Did your team communicate with you the status of the 7 car? Was that a little less stressful going towards the end of the race knowing he wasn't having such a good night?
Yeah, you know, I kind of just saw how the night was going for him after he sped on pit road. It kind of just, it's hard to pass here. And you know, I knew a mistake like that was going to be detrimental. And you know, I wish I could have raced against him for the win and had some more Junior Motorsports cars up there. But, you know, those circumstances happen and those mistakes are easy to make. So, yeah, you know, once he kind of got stuck back there, you're in the hornet's nest. And you know, I'm sure he got caught up in a wreck that wasn't his fault. And, you know, it's definitely unfortunate to have that happen to a teammate.
Thank you.
We're going to come to the middle to Dustin, and then we're going to go to Dalton behind him, and then Dustin up in the front.
Dustin Labino, J-Ski. Connor, you kind of hit on it, but with William, and then I don't know if you know, but Christian made a late run too. Like, how desperate did you think they were going to get or could get?
Yeah, I was just every lap, I was counting down the laps to and the next caution. You know, I was just waiting for it to happen. I thought it was going to happen there at the end. And, you know, having two guys behind me who were racing their way, trying to race their way into the playoffs with a win is, and you know, in the last race of the regular season, they're going to do anything for that. So, yeah, I was just hoping that a caution didn't come out. But, you know, I know those guys are going to be desperate for it. But, you know, you only know, and I mean, it didn't happen. So I didn't have to worry about it.
We'll go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Connor, drivers don't always have a season like this. So I'm curious where you are in your career, the balance in celebrating and enjoying this, but also continuing to push yourself to get better not only for this season, but for the challenge that lies ahead next year.
Yeah, it's a fine line. By no means do I get to a point ever, and I hope I'd never get to a point in my career where I become complacent and satisfied. You know, that's why Jimmy Johnson's a 7-time champion. You know, he won 5-6 championships and you know, still outworked everybody every week. And you know, that's why I kind of look up to him. Although this season's gone really well, you know, every time a Cup guy comes down and runs in the Xfinity Series, they set the bar to a higher level and you know, it's definitely humbling, and knowing that I'm going to race against 35 of those guys every week next year is always in the back of my mind. And, you know, at the same time, you know, for me to be 19 and having such a successful year, I don't only think about the future. Like, I'm enjoying it each moment, and each Sunday I go home and I make sure that I enjoy it with my family and my friends, and I celebrate these wins. But you know, in the back of my mind, I definitely have the thought of, you know, what can I do to be better, and what can I learn in these races this year that'll help me next year. So yeah, it's a fine line, but you know, I definitely try to enjoy each moment and not look too far ahead of me, because you know, there's only so much I can do at this point. But you know, it's definitely tough to balance that.
And what does it mean to have this type of success, particularly on oval tracks, because that was a relatively new discipline for you a few years ago, just trying to figure things out, and just the progress from that point to now?
Yeah, I got tired of people calling me a ringer, and you know, although I'll probably still get it, you know, it's definitely something that I don't want to be. I want to be a guy who can show up anywhere and win races. And, you know, I'll continue to try and do my best to prove that to people and try and learn on these ovals to continue to get better. But I feel like I've gotten to a point where, you know, I've proven myself a little bit at least. So yeah, it's really cool to be able to come to these places and come here for the first time and win races and walk out of here with a trophy. And, you know, a lot of that is just due to everybody at Chevrolet who helps me each week prepare for these new tracks. And you know, I roll out for practice, and my first lap of practice, I just feel like I know what I'm doing. And as a driver, that's very confidence instilling. So, yeah, it's really, really all the people around me who have helped me get to this point and taught me to you know, just learn at a different rate.
I'm quick, sorry. When you say you didn't like the idea of being a ringer, are you serious, or are you kind of like just half joking about that? Is that something that was really gnawing at you?
I mean, it didn't like eat at me. I couldn't. It's not like I lost sleep over it, but it's just, you know, I feel like I can. I've proven that I can win anywhere, and when guys are still calling me a road course ringer, it's just like, you know, I want to get past that. So, yeah, I didn't lose sleep over it, but, you know, it's certainly something that I was like, you know, come on.
Any additional questions? We'll come to the middle.
Mitchell Kaminsky, ABC 17 News. With those restarts, as they start stacking up in the end, like what goes into timing it for you, and does it get more difficult trying to keep the field guessing as those kind of pile up near the end?
Yeah, it's funny. The Xfinity series, for some reason, the standard is to go in the first 5 feet of the box. So, you know, that last restart, I tried to wait, and you know, I got 10 feet inside the box, and it wasn't until, you know, the 18 completely ran me over and you know, hit me so hard it caved my back bumper in. And, you know, I wish that we could just be a little bit more patient in the restart box, but, you know, the standard is just to go early. And, you know, when the 19 is, you know, coming up to me with a run and just anticipating me to go early, it's you're at such a disadvantage as the leader at some times. So it's really hard because, you know, if you wait, then the guy behind you is going to ship you. And if you go early, then the guy next to you knows when you're going to go because it's just kind of the expected standard. So, yeah, it's really weird, honestly. You know, you race in Cup and guys are going early, they're going late, and you know, people are more patient on restarts. But, yeah, in Xfinity, it's just you get to the start of the box and everyone's wanting to go.
We're going to wrap up in the corner, please.
Andrea Perez with CatchFence.com. Do you feel like there's somewhat sort of relief now that, like, you're regular season champion and that next year you're signed with Trackhouse?
You know, I definitely feel like it's nice to know what I'm doing next year. There's a lot of drivers who, you know, don't have that privilege, and it's certainly nice. But at the same time, I put a lot of pressure on myself, you know, going into the playoffs. And honestly, you know, the playoffs is where the real pressure starts. You know, every week becomes really important, and you know, you can lose your can lose your championship really fast in one weekend. So yeah, we're gonna continue to just keep on executing on all levels, and I wouldn't say that the pressure has lifted now that we're done with the regular season. If anything, it's picked up going into the playoffs.
So do you still have the same mindset going in, or is it like a completely new, different one?
Yeah, it's the same mindset. You know, I don't have much reason to change what I'm doing right now, and you know, I'm going to keep trying to do the same thing every week until it steers me wrong. And you know, I'm definitely excited for the playoffs. You know, it's my first time ever in a playoff format in any form of racing, so it's going to be new to me. But it's the same thing, you know, every week. We show up and we want to win, and we want to score as many points as possible. And I think that's the mindset, you know, every week, playoffs or not.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You have a
59 on the cut?
Yeah.
That's a full race, so that's not bad. Yes, well, two races then.
All right, Connor, thanks for coming in, and congrats on your big night.
Thank you.